This is Trevor Davis, sounding the alarm. Today's May 14, 2022. And as I was waking this morning, thinking, as I look on the horizon spiritually and perceiving by the Lord, I know His righteous judgment is burning. His rage and fiery wrath is burning hot. And well-deservedly, the way He's been treated and mistreated and hindered and opposed and mocked, people need to be what He would call His friend. Because you're either going to be a friend or foe. It's either or, one way or the other. And He would say, choose life, receive, and to be glad you did. I'll tell you that as a testimony. But tyranny is coming. Absolute everything opposite of Jesus, what Jesus offers, what Jesus has offered. And for those that have said no and insolently continued in their own path, wide way that leads to destruction, you're going to suffer the effect. And as I was pondering this and thinking about it, I realized it's because what Jesus said, and it's more than said. This is what Jesus commands. And He said, quote, come unto me, take my yoke upon you, learn from me. And He says, I'm meek and lowly of heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. So you're going to say no to Jesus out there? Not take His yoke? What does that mean? That means He's the Lord. He's the master. He's the boss. You follow Him. You do what He says. Not just said, but says. You know Him. You know His voice. And you do what He says because you love Him. Because He came to rescue you and give you life. Give you peace and joy and blessing. Not the opposite. So this is what's coming now. The people that are going to experience this beast system of the Antichrist in full power and lying wonders, deceiving and killing, murdering, maiming people. Because that's what Satan does. You won't find rest. You'll find tribulation, anguish, and wrath, torment, bondage. And this is the fear of the Lord is, as I see this coming, realizing it, but I know there's people that are going to turn and come to their senses and cry out and call on Jesus Christ in absolute sincerity. Say, Lord, forgive me. You know, I put my faith in You. I'm going to obey You. I'm going to do what You tell me to do. And they're going to find rest unto their souls. And they're going to find peace. And it doesn't matter what comes. Because God's going to provide for those people. And He's going to protect those people. And at the time appointed, if someone is appointed by the Lord to suffer for His name's sake, they count it an honor and a joy. Because of all the long lists of these witnesses that surround the righteous that have been faithful to the Lord, not denying His name, there are a cloud of witnesses. Praise God. Men, women, and children, names we don't even know, but they were faithful unto death. And your Jesus is going to rise them. And they already have eternal life. So this is the thing. Don't look at Christianity as a book. Don't worship a book. And don't just specialize in things He said, but realize He speaks today. Today, if you will hear My voice, harden not your heart, as in the day of the provocation, when your fathers tested Me and proved Me 40 years. They always erred in their heart. They did not know My ways, and I swear in My wrath, they will not enter into my rest. And they didn't. All of them died that came out of Egypt, that God delivered, crossing the Red Sea, seeing the mighty act of God, the glory of God, in day and the fire at night, with food coming from heaven, with water coming from a rock, referring to Jesus. Their clothes wouldn't wear out. Their shoes wouldn't wear out. And what did they do? Other than two, Joshua and Caleb, who were completely 100% all in with God. Every one of those people, except those two faithful ones, died in the wilderness. Why would God tell us about this? Because there's people that called upon the Lord, raised their hand, said a prayer, and went on their merry way, never obeying the voice of Jesus or here and there, but have forgot the Lord. And now they don't even know what he's saying, probably may not even care, and they're going to suffer for it, because it had been better never to have known the commandment than to turn from it, because it's likened to the proverb, the dog returns to its vomit, and the pig that was washed to its mire. That's just what happens. Woe, woe, woe. Woe unto those that have not submitted to the lordship of Jesus Christ, being his friend, when he says, you're my friend, if you do what I say, if you do what I command, I call you my friend. And that's what you want to be, as a friend of the Lord in these most spectacular, amazing days that are breaking forth in the earth today, with saints and prophets longing to see these things come, and have written about them and alluded about them and prayed about them. And it is here. It is here. So go to Jesus, call on Jesus. It's all about you and him. He knocks at your door. And if you hear him, open the door to him, and he will come in to you and eat with you, and you with him. If you want that, you're going to see him do many amazing things in provisions when the world is being cut off from food and supplies. And he's going to heal you and minister to you and give you life when they're killing people by the billions. It's in the word. But it's a living word today. Rising economy, rising costs, is pressure on the earth to repent. Repent. It's a God's command. God commands you to repent in godly sorrow and turn to the Lord and be washed from your sins and your iniquities, your transgressions. And let that burden be lifted. And let your life be washed in the blood of the Lamb, Jesus. Find life. Be his friend. As the Spirit of God goes in the vessels of honor with the gospel of Jesus, his death on a cross, being buried for 3 days according to Scripture and raised again according to Scripture, seen by over 500 people, seen ascending into the heavens in a cloud as Daniel foresaw, that this same Jesus is coming back in like manner in flaming fire with his saints, gathered together to make war against his enemies, those that didn't want to be his friend. Whoa, whoa, whoa. The righteous will be rejoicing and be glad and be thankful forever to the ages to come. This is Trevor Davis, soundingthealarm.com.